Mornings on the Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Two from Gallen, and Duvall crushes it. A no-doubter. Duvall got it all. A long homer, and now it's 5-0 Atlanta here in the sixth.
Adam Duvall helping to propel the Braves to a win over the Diamondbacks 6-2. That call courtesy of Valley Sports.
And he got all his booty into that swing, didn't he?
Well, when you throw an 80-mile-an-hour curveball that just hangs, it's like batting practice for that guy.
I mean, I guess basically. It was a 3-1 blast. And how about Chris Sale? 5 1/3 solid innings. And so, yeah, this Braves now have a, what, 4-game winning streak?
You know what? I'm going to call out somebody in this room right now, because when we started this show, you asked us if we were happy about that, and one person, I'm not going to name names, but they're sitting across from me. And they're
Bring it.
Yeah, whatever. It's okay. No, we need to get excited. Let's have a little bit of fun.
Why? Why do I have to get excited?
Because we've been so in our feelings about this team, and they go take 2 of 3 from the Phillies. The Diamondbacks have been like 10 games over 500 since June. And we have been like 3 games over 500, or maybe just 1 game over 500 since June until this stretch. Let's be happy. Duvall's seeming like he's hit. We had some timely hitting. Last night was the first time all season that I really recall early in a game the lineup was working counts. They were taking pitches. They weren't swinging at nonsense. Ozzie had an at-bat last night that I was like, this is the at-bat that we need from this team. They had Zach Gallen over 50 pitches in 2 innings. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball at home.
Yeah, Sale was over 60. They were both over 60 after 3, so they were both just – they had to grind. It was a grind for both of them.
Well, back to Adam Duvall. This is what he's doing well at the plate, according to him.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm doing a good job not only of covering, the outside corner again, but – I think the biggest thing is laying off the pitches, the trap pitches, two, three inches off the plate in, away. And, that's getting me into some better hitters counts. And, then I'm able to get them back into the zone. So that's, it's a chess match with those guys. And, the good ones are good at it. So they're going to, if you bite on that one that's just off the plate, they're going to keep throwing it. So at some point, you got to, take that. So I feel like I've been doing that. And then, like I said, getting back into better counts.
Was that Laramie Tunsil and his gas mask in the background first part of that?
Duvall in his last 3 games is 6 of 12 with 2 home runs, 4 RBIs. But the big number I take away from all of that, 2 strikeouts.
2 strikeouts, I was about to say, yep.
And that is key for him. Look, I'm okay with being critical within reason. When you're critical and you call out what people are not doing, as long as you're not the burn it down, all is lost, burn it down, it's May, it's June. Now it's July, though, and the team seems to be kind of getting a little bit. This is a very important road trip, Rob. We talked about this, that we wanted them to kind of get.
Well, especially consider what happened the last time they went out west.
Yeah.
Seattle and L.A.
And these are 2 teams that you've got to compete with for the wild card.
Let's go in the huddle.